two guys who held up the Niles Bank show up Monday. Your pictures are ready. Hi, sit down. Oh, the coat is lovely. You're late. Did you bring a note? Lovely. This is chic. She's very cute. Is this your wife or you're fooling around? I like that. Nice to see you, folks. Thank you very much. I thought we were going to have an empty table. Thank you for coming.
Very nice.
And you're still here? Nice. Very nice. When's the wedding? Oh, you two, yeah? All right, don't worry about a thing. You want to use my Nash? Go ahead. You don't have to check in. The seat goes back. We're talking politics. We got a Greek vice president. Showtime. Hey, Kakerun. That means yente. A Greek vice president, Agnew. This is the year for Greeks. I don't mind a Greek vice president, but when he wants to change the national anthem to Never on Sunday, what the hell is that? Okay, let's get to the dirty stuff. 2 years ago, I was caught in a blackout in New York in an elevator with a Greek and a hairdresser. Didn't know which way to turn. You show me a Greek quarterback, I'll show you a nervous center. That's better. Look at Jackie's new name. Jackie's new name, Jack and Asses. What the hell is that? How do you like this better? Right? What do you think he gave her for a wedding present? Antique organ. See, he's older than she is, you know. All right, we got him now. Since she's married to him, she's had it pretty soft, let me tell you. Oh, you're ready tonight, baby. This little girl is in Selma, Alabama. This little colored girl waiting for the troop train to come in. Troop train pulls up, out steps a white captain. She says, hey, baby, I thought this was the colored troop train. I'm waiting for my boys to come in from Vietnam. We're going to swing a little bit. He says, I'm a white captain, but I got colored privates. She says, ooh, ain't you the fancy one? Thank you. Your name and address, sir. Did you hear about the two deviants? That's a queer, sir. One said to the other, hi. He says, hi. He says, have you heard the latest? He says, what? He says, if you make love to a woman, you may die of a heart attack. He says, I never heard that. He says, spread the rumor. Hear about the queer pickpocket, left the wallet in the pants, and took out the owner. This is closing night after 5 wonderful weeks, and I want to tell you, for the last 2 weeks, I've been on the same podium with 4 wonderfully talented gentlemen. They're called the Losers, and they're a self-contained act, and they'll entertain you royally all night. They don't need me. They're great. The Losers, ladies and gentlemen. If you please. Overheard at Squaw Creek. Mama, I bought you a condominium. She says, I don't care. I'm still going to use the pill. Pick out the ones you like, folks. I love all humor is beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. Drunken humor. Did you hear about the drunken Irishman went to church, knocked on the confession booth door? He says, hey, buddy, any paper on your side? There's one, I had to tell a couple. I want to make everybody happy if I can. I like to make that broad happy. Two priests were serving mass, and they're walking into the rectory. One thought he had seen a mirage. He looked, he thought he had seen the Lord with the hair, the staff, and the beard. I'm not gonna see him.
That's not me.
So he says, the Lord is standing in front of us. What should we do, Father? He says, call His Holiness, call the Pope. So they called Rome, Your Holiness, the Lord is standing in front of us. What should we do? The Pope says, no, stand around or look busy. Speaking of Italians, Neil Armstrong came from an Italian town. He came from an Italian town, Wapakoneta. I like that. They're walking up Lincoln Road, Sam and Becky. Lincoln Moyle, Ma. She said to him, I'm going in to buy a brassiere. He said, don't be silly, you got none to put in it. She said, you buy shorts, don't you? I love this scene. I forgot to tell Maury about this. This is in Miami Beach, like in June, man. It's a honeymoon time, you know, it's nice. You can drive down Collins Avenue and see the hotels moving. So they come down to breakfast. He looks at her, "What would you like, dear?" She says, "You know what I want." He says, "Yeah, but we gotta eat sometime." You see him there having breakfast with the pajamas under the suits? I said, "Some of these are good gyms, folks. Watch them." I said, "You planning the family?" She said, "No, I thought we'd wait till we get on our feet." I like that when the two girls are talking. "My daughter got married." She says, "Mazel tov." She says, "No, it wasn't such a big thing. She married a big bovan. That's not a ball player, ma'am. This guy's all bronze, no brains." And in the Jewish ceremony, under the canopy, you got to break the glass for good luck. This big schlup came on the glass with such a crash. Poor girl got excited, lost the baby. You don't know. She says, "How's your son?" He says, "Didn't you hear it? He's a homosexual." Says, "Good. Where's his office?" Oh, he's beautiful. Cherry's beautiful. I was talking to him through his interpreter. He says, "Hey, kid, were you funny tonight?" I'm two tables away from him. I can't stand it. He was dancing with a girl the other night. She kept getting taller and taller. He says, "You're getting taller and taller." She says, "I know. I got a wooden leg. You're turning me the wrong way." I do that. But he's a beautiful boss. "I asked for this. We settled for this. We talked about this. I think I'm getting..." "The check I get here, I cash on a bus." He's beautiful. Money goes through his hands like glue. And then the other guy, Twiggy, forget it. He puts up two arms. He looks like a fork. Phil is beautiful. The other night, what happened in here, you wouldn't believe, ladies and gentlemen. This guy's got this little girl out who stuttered. And she stuttered and she stuttered and she said, Oh, she was beautiful. So they danced and they had a ball. Came time to take her back to her pad. He took her to the Holiday Inn. So he opened the door, he gave her a peck on the cheek and started to leave. She says, Where the hell are you going? Why don't you come in the pad and we'll swing a little bit. This way you won't go home with the pimples. He said, "No, baby, I don't feel well." She says, forget it with the stomach. What's wrong with you? That's a girl. He says, "I got prostrate trouble." She said, "What the hell is prostrate trouble? He says, "I pee like you talk." The grandfather took his grandson to Miami Beach. A nice college boy like this young gentleman, and Corky and his buddy. So they're there 2 or 3 days and they found blue. And the fourth night, the old man started to get a little frisky. He says, "Schleim, get me our broad." "That's Sam, sir." He says, "Grandpa, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Secondly, you're 84 years old. And in the third place, the thing you got in your hand is mine." We'll do an easy one now. You're about the turtle went crazy trying to make love to a trench helmet. "Are you going out again next year?" She's beautiful. You're delightful. Oh, that's beautiful.
Keep going.
Beautiful. That's what she said. Now. I got up this morning with my little girl. She says, "How about some money?" I said, "No, thank you. I don't accept any. I'm staying at the Holiday Inn, a great joint." Guy's having a manicure. He looked at the manicure, says, how about a date? He says, I can't go out with you. I'm married. Tell your husband you're going bowling with the girls. You tell him he's shaving you. Oh, this is a beautiful group. Where the hell have you been all week? Last night this guy called. He says, what time is the show? I said, what time can you get here? We haven't done the drunk things, have we? Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to emulate the greatest saloon comic in the world. His name is Joey Lewis. Picks up a drink and goes something like this. Oh, this, they're ready for these, Chester. One drunk looks at him, he talks about the inebriants, the drunks. And he says, my wife said that she's gonna dance on my grave, so I specified to be buried at sea. Then he came home 4:30 in the morning. His wife says, where you been? He says, I've been playing golf. She says, it's 4:30. He says, it's all right. I use nightclubs. Here's a silly one. They're standing on the corner, the two drunks. And a funeral procession goes by. He says, who died? He says, I don't know. I think the guy in the first car. Then he goes, he burps. He says, how dare you burp before my wife? He says, excuse me, I didn't know it was her turn. I love those people. Sees a lady with a duck. He says, hey, where'd you get the pig? She says, it ain't a pig, it's a duck. He says, I was talking to the duck. The next scene, ladies and gentlemen, is Grand Central Station. This guy is stoned out of his bird, walks in, he wants to go to Pittsburgh. Walks up to the teller's cage, and there's a lovely, dynamic little girl with a dress cut so low, she looked like two Yul Brynners. She ever dropped her brassiere, she'd blow her kneecap.
New line.
So he got quite nervous, you know. He looked at her and he says, give me two pickets to Pittsburgh. He says, look at that. She's wearing an embargo brassiere, spelled backwards. Oh, grab me.
Corny joke, big laugh, no.
Then back at the bar, he says to his buddy, come on, Sam, we'll get a drink and then we'll get a couple of broads. He says, no, I can't take care of what I got home. He says, let's go to your house. And he says, I got a secret for you. I made love to my wife before we were married. Did you? He says, I don't know. What's her maiden name? Girls, don't go to the twinkle box. You'll hear me in there. I love jokes about the Fountain Blue, this one in particular. Anyway, they're checking into the Fountain Blue, and the clerk was bugged with the new manager. He says, Mr. and Mrs. Goldfarb, here at the Fountain Blue, it's only $10 a day. He says, my God, that's incredible. I'll check in. So they checked in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, they wanted to play golf. He went to the same clerk. He says, Clerkula. He says, I want to play golf. He says, I got my shoes, cap, glove. I need a dozen balls. How much for a dozen golf balls? He says, a dozen balls will cost you $165. He says, what are you talking about? Only $10 a day for the rooms. He says, well, some hotels get you by the rooms. Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience. And my friend here, thank you very, very much. And this is our way of thanking you, ladies and gentlemen. I dig the north, I dig the south, I dig the east, and I dig the west. Let me tell you what I really dug the best. I love being here with you. You and the band, you have been so grand. Let's give the losers a great big hand. They are the greatest in this here land. I love being here with you. Now if you're from Alabama, or dear old Miami, it really doesn't matter at all. Or if you're from Chicago or way out Fargo, I still had a ball. If my dream could only come true, I would dream for an audience just like you. Oh, what a gas that would be. I love being here. I really love being here.